and have a good cabin in every stove, a good stove in every cabin, a good one too. And when you leave there, there's the shavings and the wood there to light. All you've got to do, if it's cold, you light that fire and you've got enough wood there for the night. You get there some damn cold nights, you know.
What is the climate in that area? You, like Fort Yukon, 50, 60 below?
Well, you wouldn't start off with that, but you get, while you're out there, it'll come that way. If it was any 40, I would, 40, of course, I wouldn't mind going. But any time it gets cold out there, well, you just keep it going, that's all.
How cold did you, did the cold ever stop you from going around on your trap line?
I know it's been 74 one time. I come to Fort Yukon, that's mm-hmm. what they tell me. Mm-hmm. We come here for Christmas.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, and I must have been out in it.
Yeah.
But as I said, we have good cabins and the wood's everything mm-hmm. ready. You get to a cabin if you don't want to walk in there and there's a stack of wood ready for the night.
How do you get your dogs? You breed your own dogs?
Yeah. You put in a fish wheel in the summer. Mm-hmm. I go up there and put in a fish wheel. Catch fish for your dogs. I have six dogs, and it takes a lot of feed.
Yeah, but did you buy dogs to replace the old ones? Or?
Yes, I think the first thing I bought three dogs, and then after that, why you'd buy one or something like that, you know. But I'm the first dogs I ever had was three. The best dogs I ever had, I think, Tommy and Teddy and Tim. I remember them. Three dogs was the first I ever had. Tommy was the best leader I ever had. The only good leader I ever did have. Tommy, G and Haw, he would know each one. And I bought that. Tommy, G and Haw, he would know each one. And I bought them. I gave $100 for them three dogs. That was the first dog I ever had. And then after that, why I get six dogs after a while.
It was probably cheaper to buy dogs than to raise dogs.
Yeah, we get pups and raise them.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't breed them, but we'd get, get by big pups and raise them. Yeah. Oh, Warren, the Marshall here gave me a couple of, I forget his name, we're good friends, the Marshall, he gave me a couple of young dogs and I took them up and raised them. And then I think we'd really get big pups and raise them. But you didn't have much trouble. You'd want to have them to work. As soon as you started, you can't fool around with young dogs. You'd have them so you could itch them up and break them in. I had six dogs, six good dogs. You get quite a lot of riding with that too. Good trails and you get rid of some of your load. And if they happen to smell something, you should just stand on there and have a good break.
Yeah.
You want a good break. Yeah. Because if they smell a moose in the trail, they go to beat hell. So I just stand on there on the break.
Did you have much trouble with them?
The only trouble I'd have, they smell a moose someplace and I just stand on my break mm-hmm. till the moose has gone off of the trail. Mm-hmm. Oh, many a time on the trap line, you'd have maybe a moose would run along a trap line maybe for half a mile or something like that. And there's where you use the break. Breaks here. Curly Wells used to make them nice, big breaks. Mm-hmm. You remember that, Charlie?
Mm-hmm. That was before my
the time. First one I ever saw, somebody made a big flat thing like that, and they use horseshoes. Mm-hmm. You know that spike? And that was a little horseshoe. Well, hell, that wouldn't stop nothing. Till Curly Wells, he was in the business here, he made some nice, good, big breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed them. You were six dogs, and they smell a moose in the trail someplace. Can't make a living there, I've got to go out. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go out, what have I got to go to? Mm-hmm. So the thing is to make a living here.
Well, you apparently made a good one. You've made a very good one in here.
Yeah, I made a good enough. Yeah.
How about beaver?
Beaver? I don't know a thing about him.
You didn't?
We didn't have a beaver country. I think the only time I shot two or three, because we had the rags, see? And if there was beaver, I wouldn't have bothered with them. But there was a few of them that, well, they just didn't bother with them. If I saw them, I'd shoot one or two once in a while, for Ellen would use it for trimmings, you know, something like that. But we had so many rats that keep you busy. We'd start in early, I was starting in March, ratting. Damn cold, too, it frees your throat so, too, sure. If you wait till the weather comes just right, you'll have such a short time of it. So we would start in March, sure, you'd have to have a chisel on purpose to chisel them traps out. But then you get to, you, as I say, make a business of it. You start in March in the, well, you're through with the others. By the time you're through with them, I get ratting.
How about Wolverine?
I get a few, you never get many of them. They're mean to catch, the, but maybe two, three a year, and that's by accident. They steal a lot of things from you, too. But I get once in a while, they get foolish, and maybe one or two, the limit may be about four in a year.
Did you ever have any destroyed cabins?
Cabins destroyed?
By Wolverine?
Oh, no. I leave the doors open, too. When I leave in the spring, I leave each door open. But there's nothing in to spoil.
They don't.
One time I saw where the bed, I met a bed there and strung it, and I see where that had been pulled a little, because I cached something under the bed. But it just messed up the place a little, but they don't really hurt nothing. When you leave in the spring, when you leave, I see you have your bunk, you know, your full bunk there, and I take the bunk there and I cache my little things back up against the wall under the bunk. You have cans of different, a lot of cans, and everything you have left you just cache right under there and mark down in the book so you know what you have to go next year.
How about wolves?
Do what?
Wolves.
Wolves, they never troubled much, didn't wolves?
You snare them?
Many. I don't know if three or four is the most I've ever got. I never got many wolves. They just wasn't there. They maybe come through just once, maybe three or four wolves, and that's all you'll ever see of them. I never got many, three or four maybe in a year.
You snare them? Get a snare?
Well, whatever there was, they would be in a trap or a snare that I set for other things.
I
don't think I ever got a wolf that I set for. Because a wolf, you see, it strikes, but you might never see the same thing again. It might never, not same as a link or something, you don't make a habit. You might never see that again. And I'm damn glad there wasn't, too.
How about the bear? And you ever bother with bear on the...
No, they would mess up the cabins, as I say sometimes. They leave it and they messed that up, but I never had any trouble with the bear.
Did you ever sell bearskins?
A bear skin?
Yes, sell them.
Wait a minute. Yes, I think I did. I think I sent one out or something. I think I sent this out.
Yeah.
I got $25 for it. The brown one.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got him in a hole.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, that was funny. I got a bear in a hole one. Do you ever see him in a hole?
No.
But it was the first time I see it. It was across the river from my cabin, and I know there's a bear hole, so I put some sticks in like that to kind of keep him there. And I could feel the sticks, there was something in there. And so I went over, but I had no gun. So next day, Ellen and me went over, and with a gun, she stands there with a gun. And I take these sticks out, and sure as hell, there was a bear in there, too. So we shoot in there, you know, shoot a few shots in there. We know we could feel the sting, and shoot a few shots in till everything, right, and then pull it out, and there's a bear in there. Just one time, that. Yeah.
How about caribou?
A caribou to our place. You go this to our third cabin, and the hills start there. And the caribou is up in them hills. And once in a while, they come down to that lake and feed around there, and I've shot caribou right there, three or four of them. Mm-hmm. But in the hills, I go with the herbage and shoot up in the hills. There's lots of caribou. Mm-hmm. But on one occasion, as I say, my third cabin, the hills start at the other side, there's a big lake, the hills start there, and the caribou were up there. But on one or two occasions, they come on this big lake and scratch the snow and feed the grass under there. A couple of occasions, but they really don't trouble me. But on once in the porcupine here, one summer, I see where four caribou swim across the river, and I shoot them and put them in my cellar at a cold storage over there, a big hole 20 feet deep. And I know I kept the hams and we put the others in brine and put the hams and shoulders down in that cellar. That was in the summer one.
Yeah.
Just once only.
Permafrost.
In the summer.
Yeah.
But we get out moose in the summer. We have places. I used to go on the trap line to get the moose because I had no power boat. See? When I got a power boat with an engine, I could hunt on the river and get them on the river and take them home when it's there for the winter. Mm-hmm. But before I had that, you'd kill them out there and the bear would take most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the bear would pull that catch to pieces and clean it right up. Well, we'd have two or three caches in different places. Mm-hmm. I go out in the fall and I leave a little grub in each camp and you'd stay there. Maybe take a couple of weeks there. Like Helen would be home and I would kill anything you wanted. I've had two or three moose in maybe one camp and you cache them there. Make caches and leave them there. And I've had bears just take them out too. But the last cache I made, I got done. I should have known that 20 years ago. Well, the last cache I made, got three moose in it too. When I pick up in the spring, I leave my snares in each cabin. Well, hell, you'd have too many to take. You know these snares, they're just
Sure. Only
snares.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had this cache and I had three moose in there. And I went to this cabin and took a snare, there was small snare, and I set one at the same as each corner with that cache. And when I went in, you see, then of course you leave them there, you don't know till you go over the snow. When I went over there to start setting my traps, three of them was gone altogether, and half of a wolverine was hanging in one of them. Why, just now, half of it was hanging and the other three's gone. But the meat was there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I should have done that 20 years before. But they'd steal the bear and break in that cache, you don't matter what you did. But all I got to do is set snares at each place. It wouldn't go with them, but it.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they got busted that snare, they wouldn't want to come back again. So that's how the last place is where I got next.
What do you think of the future of trapping now? Tell us about the porcupine today.
Well, by gosh, I think it should. If the furs are any price at all, there's nobody there. You take up my place, there you would start setting your traps right from the door. When I was there, the herbage was at the 3 miles by, and Jimmy Carroll was people around. Now then, my God, you start setting traps right from your door. There's nobody there. The fur must be there. They've been breeding, what would stop them? Nobody catching them. There isn't a human being setting a trap on the porcupine. Oh boy, what trapping you could do there now. You could set a trap right from home. No, the fur must be there.
Yeah.
Nobody catches it. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, what a wonderful... If a man wanted to stay at my place now, and, you know, just some as we did to make a business of it. I don't show you commission making an awful big catches. And then, if the rats are there, that's a wonderful thing in the spring, you know. business, you get $1 each for them, and you don't get dog feed.
Yeah.
We had 3,000 rats one time, and you get $1 each for them rats. That's when you're through with your trapping.
You dry the rat. You dry the rat carcasses. You dry the rat.
Yeah, we bet you do. Yeah. You just skin that rat and just hang them up and dry them, and there's good dog feed. Yeah. The best kind of dog feed, that is. If you're trapping some, well, you take them home if you don't use them and dry them. There's a big lake that got 600 rats one time. A big lake right from our house, about 3 miles. Oh, it's a good rat lake. They get 600 rats on that one lake.